Gives a tail and udders the whole bovine package.
Stomp your feet, clap your hands, everybody ready for a barnyard dance, sang the cow,
also known as Beth Stanley, the children's librarian.
Moo, Lindsay said.
Beth pushed back her white hoodie with big black spots and cow ears sewn onto it and grinned at her.
You're supposed to bow to the cow, Beth said.
I thought you bowed to the horse first, Lindsay said.
You're right.
Beth opened the burlap sack she carried over her shoulder and pulled out a stuffed horse.
But the horse says, neigh.
Cute, Lindsay said, as she peeked into the burlap sack to see the rest of the farm animals.
Miss Beth,
a little voice cried, and they both turned to see a 2-year-old boy pedaling his legs as fast as he could in Beth's direction. Beth dropped the bag and crouched just in time as the boy launched himself at her when he was within a yard of her.
Good morning, Sawyer, she said as she scooped him up. Are you ready for a barnyard dance?
The boy nodded his head, almost clocking Beth in the nose, but she was a pro and shifted him to her hip before he connected. I take it today is Sandra Boynton Day? Lindsay asked.
Oh, yeah, Beth said. We're doing all the faves. Barnyard dance, but not the hippopotamus, pajama time, and moo-ba-la-la-la.
Remember those, Sam? Sawyer's mom, Tara, asked her older son as they joined them.
I'm too old for those,
Sam said, with the dignity only a 5-year-old could muster.
I know, but since you don't have school today, you get to come to the library with your little brother, Tara said.
Sam did not look thrilled, and Tara exchanged an amused look with Beth as she held out her arms to take Sawyer.
You're right, Sam,
Beth said, handing over the younger boy.
You are too old for toddler time. How about if you're my assistant librarian today?
Sam gave her a considering look, as if he suspected this was code for having to clean up the room or some other undesirable chore. Smart boy.
You get to hand out the instruments for music time, and...
Beth paused for dramatic effect before she said,
you can give out the hand stamp at the end of class.
Sam's eyes went wide. He grabbed his mother's free hand and tugged her toward the story time room.
Come on, Mom, let's go. I have work to do.
Tara gave them a delighted laugh as she carried one boy and was dragged by the other to the back room. Lindsay felt her heart swell. There was nothing she loved better than laughter in the library.
Everybody's doing the barnyard dance, Beth said as she took back her horse and picked up her bag and followed her people into the children's area.
See you at Crafternoon, Lindsay called after her. Lindsay shouldered her own bag, thinking it weighed enough to have a barnyard of animals in it, and continued toward her office. When she strode into the workroom, she noted that the door to her office was open, which was weird because she usually kept it shut when she wasn't here. Not locked, but definitely closed. She pushed the door open wide as she stepped inside, and then drew up short. There was a woman sitting at her desk, talking on her phone. The woman had her back to the door, giving Lindsay a moment to try and figure out how to demand, what the hell are you doing in my office, without the hell part or the yelling. She couldn't manage it. Instead, she dropped her book bag on the floor with a thump, causing the woman to jump and swivel her chair toward the door. Lindsay wasn't normally a very turfy person, but still, this was her office. Hello, Olive, she said. Olive Boyle, the new president of the library board, stared back at her. Lindsay should have known it would be her. Olive had beaten out Milton Duffy, Lindsay's longtime friend, for the position of president in an election over the summer, and since she'd taken the post, she had gone out of her way to be a thorn in Lindsay's backside. Olive held up her finger, indicating that she just needed a minute. Lindsay took a deep breath and debated the repercussion of pressing the disconnect button on the phone. Knowing Olive and her dramatic streak, it would be unpleasant, but the daydream kept Lindsay from gnashing her teeth mostly.
I do not care what your previous arrangement with the library board was.